Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. We caught up with Izzy Rain talking about her musical journey and getting ready to play the Upheaval Festival. This interview aired on June 30th. Here we go. I am so excited to welcome tonight's special guest to the show. This might be an introduction of her to you, but I think it's a safe bet that this will not be the last time we hear from her. Izzy Rain, thank you so much for hanging with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So, you know, right out of the gate, I mean, like I said, this is a bit of an intro for you and your music to the Loudwire family. And this is the first time that you and I have gotten to catch up. So just, you got to take us into your world. I mean, when did you first start making music?
Oh man. Well, I've kind of done music my whole life, but as far as the Izzy Rain project itself, that was, you know, after band that I've done, I decided to kind of just go off and do my own thing and, have the responsibility solely on myself. So that started in, I think about 2017 is the first song that I put out under this name. And then nothing got taken very seriously as far as like putting stuff consistently out until about 2024 is when I actually started. Like I put out an album and like it was, you know, multiple things coming out rather than one song a year. But yeah, that's the gist of when Izzy Rain started.
So why did you decide to just do it all yourself? I mean, that's a pretty big difference.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been doing music for a very long time and I think it's exciting, you know, being in bands and like playing shows all the time and all that. And I enjoyed every second of it. However, you know, I feel that I've been placed in so many different situations that my reasoning for doing what I'm doing didn't align with a lot of people. And also just like, where I wanted to go with it, you know, what I wanted to do with it. And it just kind of is one of those things that I'm like, if I am the only one who is responsible for all of it, I know which direction I'm wanting to go. I know how I want to go about it. And I know what I'm wanting to do with it. And a big part of it for me is like building a community of people and knowing that I don't have to like kind of, you know, align with something else, which is no problem with anyone else. It just kind of gives me that freedom to be able to fully pursue what I wanted to do in the first place.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. I imagine it's a huge responsibility, probably kind of scary at first, but then the upside of it is like, you can't beat that.
Yeah. It's definitely difficult. I will say that doing all of it on your own, like not having, you know, four or five other members to push the projects or like to pay for things, you know, the funding fully relies on myself and like, all the promotion, all of everything, including like now I'm starting to play shows. So paying out touring artists to come play these shows, you know, again, all of it does land on me, but having that like freedom to fully be everything that I want it to be is worth it. So
you said you've been, you know, making music, playing music pretty much your whole life. I mean, what was that moment for you when you went from, I imagine, just listening to music, being a fan of music, to actually thinking like, oh no, this is something I want to do. This is something I want to be part of.
Yeah. So, in a very short story version, I grew up around music. Like my dad was in bands and all that stuff. He's a drummer. And I know I've been singing and like, I actually didn't even start caring too much for like any type of metal or rock stuff until I was around like 15, 16 years old. Not truly, just because like every kid, you want to be nothing like your parents and that's all they listen to. So I actually listened to and was going to pursue more of like the R&B style, like music for a long time. However, you know, around that age, like high school, I started getting introduced to different artists and bands and like, you know, like Under Oath and, that whole era, you know, and it was such a good time. But I always tell people this, the thing that was like the click on my head was the Enter Shikari music video, Sorry You're Not a Winner. Cause I was like, that video is like, this is what I want. And it still is. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen the video, but it's like, they're a basement show, you know, and it's like all of these people, you're just around all these awesome people. They're having a great time. It's all sweaty and gross and I love it. But yeah, in that moment I was like, this is what I want to do. I want this to be my life. And literally moments after, I went on good old MySpace and made a post looking for a drummer and a guitarist.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, and at it ever since.
And you grew up in Michigan. I mean, were there local bands, musicians that you were paying attention to that you're like, oh, they're doing it?
Oh man. I mean, So growing up in Michigan, I was playing, you know, four shows a week, you know, yeah. I'm like, we were nonstop. That was nothing but the music scene. The Modern Exchange before it died off was a big one. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, as far as artists from Michigan that we were like super idolizing or stoked about, there wasn't like a whole lot, you know, we kind of all had the same standard, like, everybody had like the metalcore, like Asking Alexandria, Attack Attack, you know, Born of Osiris was a really big one for me, cause I actually was a keyboardist for a while and I thought this is really cool stuff to play. But, yeah, I don't know. I grew up with an array of different things, like just basically that whole chunk right there, but not like a whole bunch in the start of music that I kind of idolized from the state, but there's still a lot of good ones come from here. So.
Yeah, no, it is amazing. And, you know, you talk about these bands that you've, you know, that you started watching or idolizing or just, you know, and also music you grew up listening to around your dad. You've done a few covers and you kind of, you cover a lot of ground. From mm-hmm. yeah, you know, This Is Halloween from The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. To The Doors, a really powerful cover of People Are Strange.
Yeah.
And Rob Zombie's Living Dead Girl, which is great too. How do you decide if a song is worth covering?
Oh man. So I do all of the songs that I do have that are covers, like full blown, you know, finished, not just like vocal covers. They are Halloween covers. Every year I pick a Halloween song. It's kind of just been this thing that I've always wanted to do certain things, but it hilariously started almost on accident. You know, back in, I think it was like 2019 or 2020, I did a This Is Halloween cover with a bunch of friends, you know, like a bunch of different artists from the music scene. I was like, hey, come do this. This is fun. And I all just popped in and did a line or two and it was just fun. And then it just unexpectedly exploded like a year or two later on TikTok. And I was like, this is insane what is happening. And I love it so much, but I've just been doing a Halloween cover every year. And I'm so grateful that Halloween is the thing that I have been deemed for, because no shade towards any other holiday, but good God, I worked at a Spirit Halloween for 10 years. I ran the stores. So it's very suiting for this to be, you know, how it is. So yeah, I'm super grateful to have this. I don't want to be known as a cover artist. So that is why I stick with it being a tradition of Halloween songs only every year.
Yeah.
As far as deciding the songs themselves, it is honestly, it's quite a difficult thing to do because there are so many amazing Halloween songs that people don't actually know exist. And I love them all, but to be able to take something and go, I can make this a really cool Izzy Rain version. And it is definitely, it's tough, but I love the challenge. I think it is really fun.
That's awesome. Well, I would say it seems like a good fit for Halloween, and I'm happy you didn't do like a Christmas song and then get stuck in that pigeonhole or something.
No shade. It's great, but no, I'm okay.
Well, you know, talk about, you know, your own music and doing this yourself. I mean, you have caught the attention of a lot of people, including John Eberhard from I Prevail, who's produced a lot of your music. How did you guys get hooked up?
So hilariously, John was my roommate for quite some time. So Nick, John, and I have just kind of, you know, it started off with like just goofing around, making music for fun. Like Revenant was the first song that I actually sat down and worked with them on. And that was just like, again, kind of just like, oh, hey, let's write a song. You know, none of us really took it super seriously at the time. Like we were doing our own things, but we've all just been friends for like years. And it's been like so much joy to watch everybody in their own individual careers just like explode and flourish in everything that they're doing, you know, so I'm incredibly grateful to be in the position that I'm in, and I will till the day I die pay out every penny I can to continue to work with them, because they're such a pleasure to work with. And I feel like I've never worked so well to create exactly what is in my head to be out and existing. And it is just like easy breezy. Like we wrote that entire album front to back with nothing in a month span, all the way done, finished, mixed and mastered. And it was just like, that's like almost an impossible task. So very grateful for the team that I have. I don't care how expensive it is.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, definitely stoked.
And I think I heard you might be working with a friend of mine, Taylor Roberts, guitarist.
Oh, dude,
Yeah, he's in Taproot now. He played in a lot of bands. I've gotten to hang out with him a bit in Flint, Michigan at the machine shop.
Nice.
How'd you guys cross paths?
Total, like, I don't even know, fate, I guess. We both entered in one of the DW Presents Twitch channels to try and get into some of the Wimmer festivals. And both of our bands submitted it. And so, you know, we're both very supportive people. Like, we didn't know each other at all, like 0%. And so we both submitted it. Both of our things went in. Cool. And then I made a post because I actually completely spaced because I'm, you know, trying to be everywhere. I'm doing everything that I can to place myself in any possible spot that I can be in. And so I actually entered into the competition for the Battle of the Bands for Upheaval. And I forgot about it. I'm not going to lie. And I hadn't played a live show yet. You know, this has all just been an online artist this entire time. And I made a post and I was like, hey, looking for a guitarist and drummer for these shows. If anybody's available, like blah, blah, blah. Immediately he reached out and was like, hey, I was also in this bracket. Your music's super cool. I would love to play for you. And I was like, okay. And he was like, I'll send you some videos. I said, sick. And he did. And immediately I was like, hell yeah. You know, like, this is great. So we immediately clicked. And honestly, like, what a top tier dude. He works 10 yeah. times harder than 99% of the people I've ever met.
Yeah. Yeah. He's certainly a good partner to have. So you mentioned Upheaval. We are counting down the days to the Upheaval Festival in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I know you are too. I mean, you're playing the first day on Friday, July 17th, same day as Poppy and Gojira and so many other great
bands.
I'm
so excited.
Did I just hear you say, is this going to be your first live show?
No. So I did play, this will be my fourth one now, but I just started doing live shows. So it was two shows to be able to play Upheaval. And then I just did a charity show in Ohio at the thing called Rat Fest, which was a super cool place, really cool thing. They donated all the funds to a food bank over there. So I was really like stoked to be involved. And so yeah, Upheaval is going to be show number four and amazing. I can't believe it. Honestly, I'm so excited. I've been doing this music stuff for so long and it feels like finally I have like the momentum that I've been trying to do and like have the ability to grow everything that Izzy Rain actually is. And yeah, like I said, I just like, I'm super stoked and very grateful to be in the position I'm in.
Yeah. So what's running through your head as you, prep for Upheaval?
Honestly, it's a lot about, I think I very much so lucked out. I got a really solid team of people behind me. And because I've done so much of the prep work beforehand to make sure everything is as like good as it is, like making sure that I have the proper equipment and the rig and like, the people that I need to be there and how we're going to get there. The number one feeling I have is excitement because this will be the first time I've ever played anything like this in my entire life out of the thousands of shows I've played. But I'm very excited that the first festival is in Grand Rapids because I love it here. And like, what a cool way to be like, this is like, what a thing in my life, you know, like a moment that I'm never going to forget. But a little nervous in the aspect of like, again, like everybody would think like it's your first festival. I hope it goes great, but I don't let nervousness take over my mindset necessarily. I hope that it is a nice thing to be able to put under my belt and people can go, look at this person. They played a festival and they had people show up and she's new to me. So let's keep this going. And I hope it keeps growing from that point on.
Yes, it will. It will be good. And Upheaval is such a special festival and crowd's going to love it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I have to imagine, you know, not to make the comparison, I don't, you know, not to sound whatever, but I mean, it seems like you draw some inspiration or you have some adoration for Poppy. And so I just think it's really cool that you guys are, you know, on the same day for Upheaval.
I cannot express to you the excitement that I have from knowing so many of the artists. Okay, like again, both days, 10 out of 10. For me specifically and the things that I enjoy, I am so stoked I'm on that day. I'm so excited because there are so many musicians on that day that I'm like, I go see you for fun. You know what I mean? Like I go to your shows because I enjoy them. And so obviously, yes, I'm so stoked to play, but I'm also so excited to watch them. You know what I mean? So this is top tier for me. But yeah, I mean, you know, goals and hopes to be able to someday make myself have the ability to go on tour with artists like that. Like one that's not, I feel like hasn't been talked about enough is Mangolia Park. Like, I freaking love them. Yeah. I think they're incredible, and I have for years. So I'm very excited that they're there. But every artist that day, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right. So you released your debut EP, Echo, in 2024. Last year, you gave us the self-titled debut album. What are you working on now?
Oh, man. Yeah. So I am. So the goal is obviously, again, Halloween cover every year. I did want to give this album some time to exist and to see the light of day with just now going out and playing shows. So I didn't want to hit, here's another album. I feel like a lot of people right now, it's such a high demand. Everybody's wanting something. And then it's like they need something new, like right away. And the attention span of people's kind of gotten pretty horrendous. But I wanted to give the opportunity for it to live and to exist. So I do have the intention on putting out 100% at least one original, one Halloween song, and then one more thing that I can't necessarily talk about. Possibly more, but that would be it for the rest of the year. Other than that, we're heavily focusing on getting out and playing shows.
Right on. I'll take that. So with all of that, do other things keep you busy, or do other things have your attention, or is it Izzy Rain 24/7?
This is my job. This is my only job. This is all that I do. And if I'm not doing this, I'm on Twitch, and Twitch is also still Izzy Rain. So I'm a big gamer. I do that 3 times a week, and then I'm doing everything Izzy Rain, whether it's writing music, showing up to shows, playing shows, you know, making the connections that I need to, building the community. My Discord is huge and like full of some of the coolest people you'll ever come across. So Izzy Rain is all about community. So that is in itself, you know, what I'm doing all the time. That is it. That's all that I do.
I love it. Nothing wrong with that. Izzy Rain, thank you so much for hanging tonight. I can't wait to catch you at the Upheaval Festival in July. Congrats on everything going on right now and all that's to come. Listeners, get everything you need at izzyrain.com. And I know this is just the first time we've hung out, but hopefully we can do it again soon. You are you're welcome back anytime.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.